Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be an encouragement to you. In the scriptures in Psalms 25, it says, "Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me." I want to pray with you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you reach down and touch the hearts of your people. Let us not be ashamed, and let not our enemies triumph over us, but let us do right in this do-wrong world, for we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Let people know that they must be born again, and the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And let them know, give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your mercy and your grace and your truth. And it's through Jesus Christ we have these things. And God, you're merciful to us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture says again, "Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me." A long time ago, I was in a service, and this man that had a great problem with alcohol, and he had drank just about all of his life and all of his married life. And he came in the service, and he was totally upset and beside himself. And he looked at the preacher, and he said, "My wife has left me. She left me because of my drinking. I want you to pray that she'll come back to me. I want you to pray right now that she'll come back to me. And I'll never forget what the preacher said." He said, "Whoa, wait a minute." He said, "How long did it take you to run her off?" He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Why did she leave you?" He said, "Because of my drinking." He said, "How many years you been drinking?" He said, "Ever since we've been married, 30-some years." He said, "Let me tell you something. It took you 30 years to run her off. You got to give God some time to work if he's going to bring her back. Sometimes we just live our life any old way we want to. And then when trouble smacks us right in the face, we want God immediately take it away. But we don't want to change our ways." Let me tell you, what are you working on? That man worked on destroying his marriage for 30-some years. And it happened. Some of you are working on a building. There's an old song we sing, "I'm working on a building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord." Well, some of you are working on a building for destruction. Every day you're angry. Every day you nitpick, you argue over stupid stuff. I've never seen a time that people argue over stupid stuff and get offended over stupid stuff. You're almost afraid to say anything to people and more afraid they're going to get offended. What are you working on? This man, every day, he wanted to drink. He wanted to do his thing. And then when he lost his wife, then when she walked out, immediately he wanted to turn around time. You can't keep treating people like dirt all the time and expect them to keep putting up with it. One day, it's going to be enough. You got to be careful of the seeds you're sowing because harvest time is coming. Some of you might not reap it in your marriage, but you're going to reap it through your children because they're watching you. I was raised in a family of alcoholics. Most of my aunts and uncles, so many of them were alcoholics. And I saw them live lives that were so sad and end in pitiful ways. But the bad part is now my cousins and their children are going down the same road. You see, they were working on a building, working on it. The path that you're going, the building you're working on, the seeds you're sowing, it's going to come up and there's going to be a harvest. Right now, you need to stop it. You need to repent of your ways. You need to have a turnaround time. You need to U-turn. You need to get over the path of righteousness and ask God to forgive you of your sins. Because let me tell you, harvest time is coming. Harvest time, there's a seed time and there's a harvest time. And in this last time, the harvest, the reapers are going to overtake it. It's going to come in quickly. That's for the righteous, but it's also for the wicked. Be careful of what you're sowing today. Be careful of the attitude. I want you to think about, in the last few minutes, how you have spoken to your family or your co-workers or the people around you, all negative and all ugly, what kind of talk, what kind of feel. You see, what's in your heart's going to come up out of your mouth. You're not going to be able to hide that. You might think you got the people fooled, but one day harvest time is coming. And I beg of you right now, stop your evil ways. As a friend of mine said, change your way of living, and you can only do that through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's a real change. Try him today. Let him make a difference in your life. Let him bless you. God bless you this day.